Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history, brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to September 21st of 1969. Now, the Giants are in a pennant race. This is the first year of division play, and they're chasing the Braves. The Reds are right behind them, and the Dodgers are right there, too, as we come down to the last 10 games or so of this 1969 season. So, we're in San Francisco. It's Candlestick Park. We've got 41,051 looking on. Giants-Dodgers matching up. And, Chris, in this one, Jim Bunning is pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers. He will be a Hall of Fame pitcher at the end of his career, and he's going against the great Gaylord Perry for the Giants.
Marty, that was the era where it seemed like you had a great pitching matchup just about every day. There were so many great starting pitchers, two of them right there who you just mentioned. And overall, with the you also mentioned the teams that were involved in the National League West race. 1969, as we all know, was the first year of divisional play. And the major leagues kind of came through with a great race there in the National League West. Four teams, maybe with Houston also in it. It was actually kind of a five team race, and here were the Giants trying to go. You could fall from first to fifth place in one day, practically. And here the Giants were trying to complete a series sweep against the Dodgers. You know, they're still their arch rivals. So this was a huge game for both teams.
And in the National League East, the Chicago Cubs had the lead in the summer, but the New York Mets, the amazing Mets, overcame that, and they ended up winning the National League East. And we'll tell you more about that later in the show. But for this one, as Chris says, the Giants trying to sweep the Dodgers. It's at Candlestick Park. It's another gorgeous day at Candlestick. Here's the lineups for today's game. Tito Fuentes, Ron Hunt, Willie Mays, McCovey, Bobby Bonds, Jim Rayhart, Jack Hyatt, Hal Lanier, and Gaylord Perry. For the Dodgers, Maury Wills, Ted Sizemore, Willie Davis, Wes Parker, Willie Crawford, Len Gabrielson, Jim LaFever, Jim Bunning, and Tom Haller was behind the plate, hitting eighth in that one. Boy, that would put a lineup there. All right, Chris, the game starts. Doug Harvey, Hall of Fame umpire, is behind the plate, by the way. In the first inning, the Giants get a couple of runs. Fuentes gets a base hit, Hunt a base hit, Mays flies to right, but Willie McCovey, who is going to be the focus of this show, gets his first hit of the day, first RBI of the day. Bonds then grounds out 6-3 for an RBI, and the Giants get two in the first.
Always a good idea to score first in these big games, Marty. You know, Giants have the crowd on their side. When you're playing your top division rival, they had to try and get every edge they could. And you mentioned Willie McCovey. He pretty much did everything that year. If anybody was going to get the big hit in the first inning, it was him.
Well, he got the Giants started. In the third inning, McCovey gets a base hit. In the fifth inning, McCovey walks. So he's 2-for-2 with a walk now. Seventh inning, Willie Crawford gets a triple and scores. And the Dodgers tie this game up at 2-2. Now, the Giants seventh. Mays gets a base hit. McCovey gets another hit. So he's got another hit on the day. And Henderson, Ken Henderson, draws a walk. And then Jim Brewer throws a wild pitch. And the Giants go up 3-2. Now in the L.A. eighth, Willie Davis, home run, ties the game up 3-3. And the Giants, bottom of the eighth inning, McCovey gets another hit. So McCovey now has got four hits and a walk through the eight innings. But the score is tied 3-3. Now, Frank Lindsay comes on the pitch for the Giants in the 10th and has a good 10th inning. And we go to the bottom of the 10th. Pete Mickelson, relief pitcher, is in for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Pete Mickelson was one of the Dodgers' top relievers that year. He was a guy who had excelled earlier in a decade. And I remember reading about him a lot in the book David Halberstam did about the 1964 season with the Yankees. But, you know, he was equal to the task, at least for the start of this inning, retiring the first two hitters.
Well, Chris said it accurately. Ron Hunt grounds out to short. Mays grounds out to short. And now, this is the focus of this show, Walter Alston orders an intentional walk two out, nobody on. It's a 3-3 game. It's the bottom of the 10th inning. Orders an intentional walk for Willie McCovey, who now is 4-for-4 with two walks. But this is an intentional walk, nobody on, two out in the bottom of the 10th.
You know, I was coming off of a good year in 68. That's the year they call the year of the pitcher. All of the superstars had bad years that year. And I ended up hitting over 300 and led the league in home runs. Mays thought I should have been MVP that year, but they gave it to Bob Gibson because, you know, he had a super year. So I had something to prove the next year. So I went out in 69 and had a better year. So they couldn't deny me that year.
Marty just reflected what a feared hitter Willie McCovey was, especially in that 69 season. Throughout the second half of the 60s, as starting pitching became more and more dominant, McCovey is one of the few hitters who actually got better as those years went on. You know, despite having the Gibsons, the Koufaxes, the Drysdales, Ferguson Jenkins, you know, Tom Seaver, guys like that starting to take over the game, McCovey just got better and better, and he had peaked this year. You know, he had hitting 320 with 45 home runs, and that intentional walk was not a stratagem that managers use very often, but they sure dragged it out to cope with him. Sparky Anderson of the Reds manager said McCovey was so good, he'd hit 80 home runs. They didn't have the intentional walk.
It's the 44th intentional walk of the season for Willie McCovey. All right, he's on at first. Now, Bobby Bonds draws a walk from Mickelson. Jim Davenport up. He hits a ground ball to short under the glove of Maury Wills, and McCovey scores. The Giants win 4-3.
Well, the strategy backfired. You know, maybe Willie Mack would have hit one out if they had pitched to him, and the Dodgers would have lost anyway. But, you know, Walter Alston, who stuck around for a lot of years, 27 years as manager, he thought that the best thing to do was just bypass Willie McCovey and, you know, put him on base, and came back to haunt him.
Yes, it did come back to haunt him, Chris. It was the winning run. The ball went under Wills' glove, and the Giants win the game 4-3. Pete Mickelson, the loser, he is now 7-5 on the year. Frank Lindsay, his 14th win of the year.
Well, Frank Lindsay was a good pitcher. He had a super sinker. So when we needed a double play, you know, we brought Lindsay in, and we was assured of getting the ball hit on the ground. He was a good pitcher. I like Lindsay.
14-8 for the Giants out of the bullpen. So now, the way it ends up, the Braves win the division 93-69. The Giants are three back. The Reds end up 89-73. They're four back, and the Dodgers end up 85-77. So they end up 6 or 7 back of the leaders, and that's the way it ends up. And the Mets, of course, beat the Braves, and then they go on to beat the Orioles in the World Series in 1969. For Willie McCovey, it's an amazing day for him. 4-for-4 with a run and an RBI. Ends up his career 521 homers, 1,555 RBIs, and 2,206 hits for the great Hall of Famer. 1969, he is an MVP. He is an All-Star MVP as well in that All-Star game. And for the year, 101 runs scored, 26 doubles. As Chris said, 45 homers, 126 RBIs, 121 walks, of which 45 were intentional.
Yeah, that was a lot during those days, you know, 45 intentional walks. That was a lot. Yeah. Lasorda still talks about that when I see him. So you're right about that.
And only 66 strikeouts. Unbelievable. A 656 slugging that year, 453 on base. And WAR, if you figured it out then, 6.5. And that's a heck of a number. So why we picked this one? Great moment in a pennant race for the Giants, Giants-Dodgers. But Willie McCovey, 4-for-4, a run and an RBI, intentionally walked. That leads to the winning run with nobody on and two out in the bottom of the 10th. So, Chris, that's why we picked this one.
Impact player. I mean, he was such an impact player that year. He essentially defined the term. You know, if I know there were other players who hit more home runs than Willie McCovey, but if I were to put together an illustrated, I guess, encyclopedia of baseball terms, I would pick Willie McCovey as my illustration for cleanup hitter. He was just the quintessential guy there in the number four spot.
A great year for Willie Mack, of course, a Hall of Famer. 521 home runs in his career. That's another great game in Giants franchise history.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.